shared. But in the heart of my heart, I know there's more for me, so much more than this faded world I need. It's Jesus I really want to see. It's Jesus I really want to see. The more I see of this world, I've been a lot of places, and I've known the great and small. I've been the grand and noble works of men. Yet with all of my good fortune, my heart is sinking still. Oh, I just can't deny the longing there. It's Jesus I really want to see. It's Jesus I really want to see. The more I see of this world, the less it means to me, and it's Jesus I really want to see. It's Jesus I really want to see. It's Jesus I really want.
God bless you, sister. Thanks from us. Amen. Amen. Let's worship him tonight. Let's sing the song, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. We don't want to be passed by tonight. We want him to touch us tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Oh, cry. Oh, while all others, oh, thou art calling tonight, oh Lord Jesus. Oh, do not pass me, oh my Lord and Savior. Say, oh Savior, say, oh, will you hear my humble cry? Oh, while on others thou art calling, oh, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy, oh, find a sweet relief. Oh, kneeling there in deep contrition, Lord, help my heart. Oh, my Lord and Savior, my Lord and Savior. Oh, Savior, Savior. Oh, will you hear my cry? Why, Lord, others thou art holding? Do not pass me by. Oh, trust in only in thy spirit. Will I see thy faith? Oh, heal my wounded, broken spirit.
My wounded, broken spirit.
Save me by thy, oh, my Lord and Savior, my Lord and Savior. Oh, Savior, save. Oh, why Lord, not as thou art
holy.
Oh, do not pass me by. Thou the spring of all my God.
My Lord and Savior, my Lord and Savior,
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 oh,
Savior,
Savior,
my heart will cry.
Oh, why another thou art holy. Oh, do not pass me by,
my Lord and Savior, my Lord and
Savior,
Savior,
Savior.
Yes, Lord, hear
my humble cry.
Yes, that's our prayer tonight.
Amen.
The Lord, you hear our humble cry tonight. Amen. We are here tonight. We're here to pray. I know there are requests and many things that upon our hearts that we asking for the Lord to
Amen.
Do for us. So tonight, we thank God that He will not pass us by.
Amen.
Because He's here with us.
Amen.
He's here to hear all our cry tonight.
Amen.
Because He says He will supply all our needs.
Amen.
According to His riches in glory. And He abides by His words.
Amen.
It has never failed. The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
It's that same Lord. When that woman with the blood issue, even without promise,
Amen.
There was nowhere written where that holding even the hem of his dress. That's healing. But this woman, by faith, through faith, she held the hem of his dress, and she was healed. He's here tonight. If we are looking for healing, he's here to heal.
Amen.
If there is any request upon your heart, if it is by question of what documents, he's here tonight.
Amen.
If the question of interview, job, he's here tonight.
Amen.
He's here to intercede.
Amen.
In any request that's upon our hearts tonight.
Amen.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So tonight, our topic is prayer of intercession.
Amen.
Prayer of intercession.
Amen.
Amen. As we are standing, let's turn to the reading of his word. Let's turn to Numbers 16, 46 to 48. And then we shall read our second reading from John 15, 12 and 14. Tonight is a prayer of intercession. You are going to intercede for your brother.
Amen.
You are going to intercede for your sister.
Amen.
Tonight, that's what we are going to praise the Lord.
Amen.
So let's hear the word of God. First reading from Numbers 16, 46 to 48. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a censer and put fire therein from off the altar and put on incense and go quickly into the congregation and make an atonement for them. For there is wrath gone out from the Lord. The plague is begun. And Aaron took as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation, and behold, the plague was begun among the people. And he put on the incense and made an atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. And the plague was stayed. And he stood between dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Our second reading, John. John 15, 12 to 14. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man may lay down his life for his friends. Amen.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are thankful, O God, tonight.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for the day, our going out and our coming in, Lord. We thank you for our homes. We thank you for our working places, Lord. We thank you for our children being to school and back, O God. Father, we thank you even for this grace that, Lord, you have given to us. To be nowhere but in your presence, Lord. And tonight, Lord, we have read your scripture. We've read your word, O God. And tonight we are here, Lord Jesus, to do what you did for us. That when there was no one, Father, you came to intercede and took upon yourself, Lord, our sins, Lord. Father, the same thing, O God, you've asked us that if we would do the same also for one another, then we will be a friend of yours, Lord.
Amen.
Father, greater love has no man than this, that He will lay down his life for his brother. Father, tonight we're here to lay down our lives for one another tonight. To pray for one another. The Lord Jesus, according to your word of God, upon the basis of your promises, Lord, we believe the Lord tonight. You hear our prayer. That you intercede on behalf of Lord Jesus of our prayer for one another, O God. The Lord Jesus, whatever is upon the hearts of your children, Lord, before we leave here, O God, there is something that is fixing to happen, O God. The Lord will come back, O God, and give the testimony to the glory of your name. The Lord, you have done it according to your word, O God. Lord Jesus, intercede now. Your spirit, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May we be seated. God richly bless you. I believe all of you were here last Sunday when I was giving testimony of what the Lord has done. Praise God. My dear sister, you weren't here to hear the testimony, but I believe you've heard it. My brother, you weren't here also, but I believe you've heard it. That what the Lord has done for someone, it can be possible for others also. I know of my young brother, Denzel. I've been always praying for him. And I think what the Lord has done for me, he will do the same for him also. Amen. And that for the first time, even according to my doctor, anyone with such a problem can never receive his creatine lower than what the normal. But that's what the Lord has done. So I give this testimony to the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Then the following day, Monday, I was just beaten down. This is a sign that the devil is anointed. By the testimony that I give to the glory of the Lord, I was really stricken. I was smitten. I was afflicted. From Monday, Tuesday, and even today, my pressure has been running very high. Very, very high. And my heartbeat just running like what? But I thank the Lord I'm standing here tonight.
Amen.
And I thank God that there is something that is has in me that makes the devil annoyed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I believe that with God, we will be able to overcome the enemy.
Hallelujah.
Brethren, it wasn't a small thing, but I know the Lord's hands was upon
Amen.
His servant. And I thank God that tonight I'm standing here, though my pressure is still very high, but I believe that I would rather die here than the devil have what? Anything against to glory in what probably he would take as a victory. There is no victory with what? With the devil.
Amen.
Amen. And I thank all of you for your prayers. And I believe that it is your concern, your prayers, and everything that has made me to overcome what the devil has wanted to actually inflict upon me. So tonight, we are here to pray for one another.
Amen.
You are not going to pray for yourself.
Amen.
You are going to pray for your brother.
Amen.
You are going to pray for your sister. Amen. There are many requests. Though people have not brought their requests here on the altar, but I know amongst you, you know what is in the heart of your brother, what your sister is looking for. You know amongst ourselves, we know what your brother is looking for. But personally, I know Brother George asked that he's for an interview. The day that he was asked to come, he just passed by. But the Lord, what has been lost, the Lord will restore.
Amen.
So we will remember him in prayer tonight. I know some other people also. If I don't know anything at all, I know there are brethren amongst you here who are still, they have their families back home, whereby they would have loved to see their family here. The separation is not right. Praise the Lord. Pray for that to your brother. Pray for that to your sister who is looking for a way to bring the family here so that there will be a reunion among the family. Because when God created man and woman, it wasn't meant for separation. It was meant that they live together. And parents living with what? Their children. So that they will be able to impart for them what it needs, the right way for them to grow. Amen. So let's remember that, you know, amongst you here, those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, just commit those people into the hands of the Lord and pray for them. Those who are looking for jobs, you know already, pray for them. Those who are looking for either accommodation, homes, those who are trying to get into some kind of education or what be it, just remember all of them into prayer. So from what we read tonight, we read about someone called Moses. He's a very good example. Meanwhile, we know that God himself, when he looked down, let's look, read something from Isaiah 59:16. Tonight is just a prayer meeting. We're going to pray. Isaiah 59:16, if I'm not wrong, I think that's the scripture. Yeah, God bless you. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness is sustained him. God himself looking down onto us, the way how God created us in his own image. But yet God saw that there was something wrong, because sin has set in, and it has drawn man away from God. And man now is doing things that was not what right before the Lord. But God so loved the world, as we know, amen, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him would not perish. Amen. And here is the scripture that God himself looked and he saw and wondered that there was no man. He was looking for someone to intercede on your behalf and on my behalf. But there was no man. So his own right arm, praise the Lord, which is Jesus Christ, has to come and do that work of what? Intercessor. To intercede on our behalf. And that is the spirit that we must have for one another. Or my brother, my sister. That is the spirit we need to have for one another. Amen. That is greater love. Amen. 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 You don't need to hate your brother. You don't need to grudge your brother, your sister. Greater love. We got to be like him. He came to intercede on our behalf, because our penalty was what? Death. Because the penalty of sin is what? Death. And no one can take away that death than he himself had to come, because it needs what? A pure life without sin to take that death from our head. Amen. So let us take that same spirit of what? Interceding for one another. Brethren, let this thing drive home tonight. Interceding for one another. Praise God. Don't rejoice because your brother, your sister, there is something what has brought him down. Don't rejoice in that. It makes you an enemy towards Jesus Christ. Because he says, if you can do that same greater love, then you will be my friend. That's the scripture we've just read. Amen. Brethren, from today, let's learn. Let us take that spirit. That whatever in the life of your sister, in the life of your brother, let it be your own burden also. Let us be burden bearers amongst ourselves. Praise God. And so we see here, Moses, a very good example. Many times in their journey in the wilderness, the children of Israel, they really did what? Evil against him. Praise God. They provoked him, they did evil against him. And many times, there was what? An opportunity for him to take revenge upon the people. But that wasn't what? That was not Moses. Moses, rather, in the times when he has to take revenge, he rather what? Stood in the gap. Amen. We remember the time when the 10 elders, they brought an evil report, disputing what? The word of God. They were disputing what God has said, that I have given you a promised land. It is yours for a taking. And these 10 elders came back with what? An evil report. What? Contending what God himself had what? Spoken. And God really got annoyed. And God said, I will smite them with a pestilence and disinherit them, and will make thee a greater nation and a might that is mightier than they. This is what God was telling what? Moses. That I'm going to cause what? A great pestilence amongst them. I'm going to disinherit them. Going to destroy them. And I'm going to raise another what? Nation for you, which is even mightier than they. Oh, Moses. Maybe if it were to be me, I say, oh God, go ahead. These people are what? Stiff-necked people. Go ahead and destroy them and make that what? A mightier nation for me. But that was not Moses. The Bible says, Moses fell down before the Lord. Praise God. And interceded on the behalf of the people. Praise God. Greater love. He interceded. And God had to stay away the pestilence. Another time, Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, they stood against him. Said, you take too much upon yourself. After all, every one of the congregation is holy. That's what they told Moses right in his face. They stood against what? God's anointed man. They stood against God's anointed. And this time along, you know what God did? God opened what? The earth and swallowed all those people who had stood against what? Moses. And see, the people were so, they were so stiff-necked people, hardened, having seen this what? What God has done against the people that stood against Moses. You know what happened? They stood up again the following morning to accuse Moses that, Moses, it is because of you that God has opened the earth to swallow these people. And they were accusing Moses again. Could you just imagine this? It was there that God's wrath just set upon them. Praise God. That's the scripture we just read. Amen. God's wrath set upon the people, a plague to what? Wipe them away. But when Moses saw it, immediately he called Aaron. Aaron, run, take the censer, fill it with what? Incense from the altar. Run among the people. Oh, praise God. Amen. If it were to be me, I would just allow God to wipe them off. After all this, they came back to stand against me, to accuse me that I am the cause of what? The death of the people. Look at Moses. So Aaron ran! And Aaron had to run among the what? Among the people. To place that atonement. Praise God. And that's what we've just read. And he said what? And Aaron took, as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation. And behold, the plague was begun among the people. And he put on incense and made an atonement for the people. And he stood between dead and the living. And the plague was stayed. Amen. Greater love. My brother, that's why we must always learn to pray for one another. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's pray for one another. Hallelujah. Let's be friends of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he said, if you do this, my commandment, then you'll be my friend. Is there any friend greater than Jesus Christ? My brother, never have any evil thought against your brother, against your sister. You have canceled yourself away from the Lord completely. You've canceled yourself away from the Lord. Let's watch it. Abraham, look at the way how Lot did to him. After he himself, the Lord called him alone. And he said, okay, Lot, come along with me. But as they went along, always there was what? Problem between his headman and the headman of Lot. Then Abraham asked Lot, Lord, let's separate ourselves. So now the whole land is there before us. If you go left, I'll go right. If you take east, I'll take west. And Lot looked around. And you know the story already. Chose the place where it was more fertile. See? More fertile. That would what? Be good for his head of cattle and all sheep and everything. And left what? The stony part for what? Abraham. But when he left, it was at the time God came to bless Abraham. And then there was what? This trouble. Lot was in trouble. Some enemies have come and have taken him away captive. And when the report came to Abraham, if it were you, let them take him along. Look at the way how he even cheated me. But not Abraham.
Hallelujah.
He gathered his own army. Amen. His own army within his own house. They chased the enemy.
Amen.
And he brought back Lot. He went there to intercede for him.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. David had to stand between his own band of what? People, soldiers. Between what? The band of soldiers and Saul.
Amen. Hallelujah.
They were ready to kill him. Look at how Saul had been chasing David all around. And with his small band of what? Followers. Sleeping in what? Wilderness? In caves? In the open? And then one day, here is the enemy. Wow. And they were ready to do what? To strike the spear, run through them, through him. David stood between. Amen. Interceding. My brother, my sister, tonight, we got to be like Moses. We got to be like Abraham. We got to be like David. We're going to pray that the Lord pray for one another, because the prayer of intercession, it is the Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God need to come in. To make what? Your prayer for your brother, for your sister tonight to become possible.
Amen.
To come true.
Amen.
Amen. Let me read something here. The prophet in the message book is Standing in the Gap, preaching in Jeffersonville in 1963, page 158, he said, "And it takes the love of God to dash out there on the front line and stand in the gap for the people."
Amen.
Amen. "And it takes the love of God to dash out there on the front line and stand in the gap for the people." It takes what? The love of God. For you to pray for your brother, for your sister. Is there anything greater than the love of God? He said, 40. He said, "Now today, if God was going to liquidate the people, that God had gotten tired of fooling with our sin and we constantly going wrong, who will stand like Moses today for the people? Where would we find a person that would stand or could stand that God would accept like he did Moses?"
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are the people tonight. The prophet is asking, where can we find a person that would stand or could stand that God would accept like he did Moses?
Amen.
Yes, we are.
Amen.
Here tonight. We are here tonight. He said, "Where would we find a person that would stand or could stand that God would accept like he did Moses?" Here we are, Lord, tonight. Tonight we take the arm of faith as we pray and stand in the gap for our brother and our sister. Amen. Do you believe that you got that power tonight?
Amen.
You got the power tonight?
Amen.
Musicians, just come. Let's see that we got the power tonight to pray for one another.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, we're just going to pray. Pray and pray and pray.
Amen.
Praise God. We got the power. We got the love of God tonight. How many have the love of God tonight? God, Richie, bless you. The love of God. We got the power. We got the power. I got the power. You got the power.
oh, in the name of Jesus, we've got the power.
In the name of the Lord,
oh, don't Satan
be
defeated.
We cannot be defeated.
Oh, we got the power
in the name of the Lord.
Give me your hand. Let's agree
together.
Let our enemies crumble out of fear.
For whatever we bind,
shall be bound in
heaven.
At the name of Jesus, Satan has to fear.
We've got the power
in the name of Jesus.
We got the power
in the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord,
don't Satan
reign.
We cannot be
defeated.
We got the power
in the name of the Lord.
Tries to stop us.
By the change of Jesus,
he's still alive.
Like a mighty army,
we can march it on.
Winning every battle
with the Lord at our side.
We've got the power
in the name of Jesus.
We got the power.
We got the power,
oh, in the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord.
Don't Satan reign.
No images, no images.
We cannot be defeated.
We can never be defeated.
We got the
in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hosanna.
Hallelujah.
Hosanna.
Hallelujah.
Hosanna.
Hallelujah.
Hosanna.
Hallelujah.
Hosanna.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hosanna.
Hallelujah.
Hosanna.
We are praising,
praising the Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Praising the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord,
hallelujah,
amen.
Praising
the Lord,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
Hosanna,
oh, hallelujah,
Hosanna,
hallelujah,
Hosanna,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Hosanna, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise in the Lord. Hallelujah.
We are praising Him.
Praise in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
We are praising Him.
Praise in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
How many believe tonight?
Amen.
Oh, my brother, my sister. He said, greater love has no man than this. That you lay down your life for your brother. He said, this is my commandment. If you do it, you are my friend. Tonight, let us just pray for one another. Amen. In the first place, we let us all pray together tonight and say, Lord, we thank you that we have this opportunity to take the place of an intercessor. The Lord, you let your Holy Spirit now come down. Dedicate yourself now to the hands of the Lord. The Lord, tonight I stand here, Lord, to take that position as an intercessor. I know it is your only. You are the only one. But Lord, you said if we can also have this greater love, then we can be your friend. So now tonight, Lord, I say your mercies, Lord. Father, guide them. Show them the way. Let your light be upon, O God, your footsteps, Lord. Never allow them to get lost, Lord. Uphold them. Let them be fruitful, O God. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Always, Lord, so they got to give you ever, Lord, so they got Father to search, Lord, so they out the lost, Lord. Father, Lord, that Lord, so they desire grace, Lord, that desire mercy, Lord, so they got Father,
in the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you, Lord. We give you the glory.
Lord, Father, we one with
thank
Lord,
you, Lord Jesus.
Out, Lord, so those that need grace and salvation, Lord, even at this time. Pray, Lord, so Father, for that lady, Lord, so they can't pray,
in
Lord,
Jesus
Lord,
name.
So you minister, Lord, even at your Lord, if you ask God, Lord, so they can't. Father, we look unto thee, Lord, so we can ask you that grace, Lord. And others ask you, Lord, so that you see, Lord, even at this time, Lord, so they can't. Jesus, Father, be that portion that we require. Be that, Lord, so that we need, Lord, even upon this time, so they can't. Oh, Father, this is Lord, so they can't.
How many believe? God richly bless you. God richly bless you. Your utterances, our utterances tonight will never be in vain. Let's sing one song. And we dismiss.
We bless your name, amen.
Continue to remember me in prayer because I'm still battling with the blood pressure. Amen. You can still remember in prayer. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Oh, it sounds as great at night, and in the pain to sing, the chains will loose and they will free.
name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. If you should find you in a prayer, turn in your mind, reach out and pray, defy those sins, and they will fall. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. Find that in your life you're in the midst of times so hard. Reach out by faith to heights unknown, and you will find alone.
I bless your name.
I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, oh, the truth, the way. I bless your name.
Reference, welcome and close this in prayer.
Most precious Lord Jesus Christ, this evening we come humbly before thy presence to thank you for the privilege that you have given to us to call upon thy name. Father, your scripture shows us that you have made us kings and priests, Father. And tonight we have come as a priest to call, oh Father, on the behalf of thy people. Because you say, whosoever will bless Israel will be blessed. And we have blessed you spiritually, Israel. That is each one of us tonight. Father, we know that we are unworthy people. But you didn't have shame to call us thy people, Father. We were in sin and trespass in shame. But you come down and your love has reached to us, Father. And the same love as was read from the scripture, Father, be the portion of each of us life, Father. That we will be able to lay our life for one another.
Amen.
Father, thy servant has stand here faithful, Father, to preach thy gospel, Father. And we know you says the sign shall follow them that believe, Father. Together, Father, putting my faith with the faith of thy congregation, we want to call upon thy name that you shall heal Brother Maxwell, Father.
Amen.
Accord him the healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the scripture says, by your stripe, Brother Maxwell is healed,
Amen.
Father. And we know that your word doesn't come void, Father. It will fulfill the purpose by which you have sent it, Father. And you have sent this word knowing even the number of the hair of each of us, Father.
Yes,
and you know also our unspoken request, Father.
Yes,
and we ask you that you shall grant to each of us according to thy desire, Father. Nowhere else we can go and bring our petition, because we have chosen you and we have accepted you, that you are only our God, Father.
Amen.
In time of trouble, in time of need, we call upon thy name, Father.
Amen.
And we know that under thy wings we are saved, Father.
Amen.
That why we ask you that you, the mother eagle, that you should protect us through thy wings, Father.
Amen.
That when we leave this place, Father, we shall say that it was good to be in thy house,
Amen.
Father. But each moment when you come, something good happen, Father. And we believe that all the prayer requests, Father,
Amen.
That was presented before thee, Father.
Amen.
Even unspoken one, you already answered them,
Amen.
Father. Because before even we come here, you know already our request, Father.
Yes.
If it's a matter of paper, Father, what is paper for you, Father?
Yes.
You provide the eternal life to us, Father. What about the paper, Father?
Yeah.
If the matter of children, Father,
yes.
We know that your word says there will be no womb that will lack
in
children
the name
in thy
of
house,
Jesus
Father.
Christ.
And we confess that is our portion, Father.
Amen.
That is the promise that you have made for us,
Amen.
Father.
Amen.
In any need, any sickness, Father, Denzel, we want to commit
in
him
Jesus
at thy
name.
Hand, Father. And we believe, Father, that you're going to make him a wall, Father.
Amen.
Because you never change, and your prophets tell us, Father,
yes,
that wherever this message is preached, the angel of the Lord is Amen. There, Father.
Hallelujah.
The same angel of the Lord that was able to discern the thought and the heart of the people.
Yes.
The same angel of the Lord that was able to heal the sick, Father,
Amen.
Is the same angel that is with us tonight,
Amen.
Father.
Yes,
heal the sick, Father. Minister to the need of thy people.
Yes,
and we will give glory and testimony unto thy name, Father.
Hallelujah.
Those who are not able to come, you know the reason they didn't
yes,
come,
Lord.
Father. If it's the weakness of the flesh, Father, can't you renew their strength once
Amen.
Again, Father? If there's something else, Father, any hindrance that come from the enemy, we cast it out, Father.
Jesus,
and you take preeminence in each of us' life, Father. Not by multiplying the word that you're going to answer to our prayers, Father, but you look at the sincerity of our heart,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
Where our sincerity doesn't meet your level, Father, bring us to thy level,
Amen.
Father. And grant all our requests in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Don't forget Friday, youth meeting. Amen. Continue to pray for one another as we live. And God richly bless you. Is there any announcement? Okay.
This old world.
This can never know me anymore. I'll be gone. For I have made my consecration, and I heard my word and garments on.
It's over.
The old world can never hold me any moment.